Scanning the channels while pushing the buttons. I'm hungry for something to see. Checking out each station, looking at creation. Is there anything out there for me? Keeping on changing, they're always rearranging. I can't always come right back. Some show caught my eye, I think I'll give it a try. Maybe I'll learn the fact. Wait a minute now, I just found out how to fix a leak. I'll just stay tuned, they'll be right back. Maybe they'll give me a peek.
Welcome to Heller's World. We're in week 3708. It's the way we do things around here. We do them by the week. I bring you the highlights of the week. I talk about some of the things that are going on in my life. Hope you have some interest in it. Interest in some of the things that I have to say about the things that are going on in the world. And whatever we can do to give the people out there some words of wisdom to let them know that it's still a good place out there. It's still a good world out there. You know, even though every time you turn around, you see this, you see that, and you say, what the heck is going on? We also play some excerpts of some of my favorite talk show hosts, some guys on the right, a few guys on the left, and try to give you some, you know, perspective on where I come from, and that's being in the center. So we're going to cover some subjects today. We'll cover the week of the anniversary of 9/11. We're going to cover the pig lipstick story. We're going to talk about another bailout. And we're going to talk about the interview with O'Reilly and Obama. And anything else that comes to my mind. But those are the main subjects, main points of this week. So let's get to our first excerpt. And let's see what Michael Savage has to say on the bailouts. Here we go.
Scanning the channels while pushing the buttons. I'm hungry for something to see. Checking out each stage.
I'm getting so angry at my audience, you have no idea. Maybe it's time for me to step off the stage. I cannot deal with morons. I can't throw pearls before swine anymore. George Bush is a fiscal socialist. He nationalized two major banks. Chavez does it, and he's called a communist because he wears a red beret. Bush does it. He nationalizes two banks, and you say nothing? Now, you got to ask yourself, why is Bush nationalizing Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac? And why are the boards of directors of these two banks not in handcuffs? I want to know why the board of directors of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are not doing a perp walk. They robbed you blind. They stole from the Treasury. They should be in jail. Not fueling up their jets to go to Switzerland for another conference on how to screw the American people. They have names. Who are they? Who is on the board of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac? Who did this to you? Would you like to know the names? I've given them to you, boys and girls. I gave them to you before the summer vacation. Before you cooked your brain on Mai Tais and hot sun. They have names. Why are they not in jail? If you do not pay your tickets, if you have one drink too many, you can lose your car and your license and go to San Quentin in California. But if you rob the American taxpayer to the tune of billions of dollars, or if you shield illegal aliens who gun down innocent civilians in the streets of San Francisco, you don't go to jail. Instead, you go to elected office. This is the Savage Nation. I'm pissed off. You should be pissed off. You deserve better.
Yep, he is right. What are we going to do about it, folks? We can whine and complain and spew hate, but I don't know if that's the answer. I don't think it's ever going to change in that way. I think there's always going to be corruption. It's how we live our own lives. It's how we reach down into our core of our own beings and decide what's going to be good for us and our families. I don't think you can stop these kinds of things. Yes, you can rant, you can rave, but it's not going to do any good. It's always been that way. There's always been that side, that greed, that capitalistic Well, you know, I'm a total capitalism. I don't want you to take that out of context. But there's this side of capitalism that reaches a whole nother level of greed, where people do things that to such degrees that cause such a trickle-down, it just causes such a force of evil that runs through the core of certain people that it makes things, makes us just quiver and not knowing what we're going to do about it. Because if we stop and we dwell on it, we realize there's nothing we can do about it. But that's why we need to expend our own energies towards our own good. And hopefully, with enough people thinking good, doing good, more good will happen. All right, let's go on to another one. Here we go.
Wait a minute now. I just found out how to fix.
He wants to be all things to all people. This guy is political silly putty. He'll turn into whatever you want, or Gumby, or whatever. He's Gumby. He's gonna turn himself around and walk through walls and go into a little ball. I miss Gumby, by the way. I know there was. Wasn't there a movie, a Gumby movie? Was there some type of movie about Gumby? I'm thinking.
No, that was a Gumby movie.
I'm thinking of the Eddie Murphy on Saturday Night Live, which was truly one of the funniest ever skits. And I think a lot of you are too young out there to remember the blockheads on Gumby. They drove around in the Jeep. The two blockheads, they were weird. They remind me a lot of the political figures in Washington, two blockhead scary claymations. Tom's going on the internet to look up what Gumby and the blockheads really are. We're on top of our research here on the Laura Ingraham Show. All right, let's go to Steve, Rochester, New York. How's that for stream of consciousness on a Monday? Steve, go ahead.
I keep on wanting more. Why won't I shut it off?
Yeah, Laura, you can pick and choose who you call names, but you can find names for everybody in that political world. You know, I think it's great that we can assign names to these people, because that's what they are. They're people that just get manipulated by their lobbyists, whoever else they're trying to, you know, whoever other beaks they're trying to wet. And, you know, that's what they do, and that's why they're in this business. I don't know if there's a true sincerity about whether they really care about, the people. I don't think that's why they do it. I think they're doing it because of their own ego. So let's just, you know, get real about it. It's all about ego. It's all about, you know, seeing themselves written about in the papers and, you know, in journals and in sometimes in someday in history books. And, you know, they've got to live with themselves. But it all comes back to ourselves being good and being good and living good. And that's what we need to focus on, folks. All right, let's go and find another one here. Here we go.
But I drive a truck, so I'm here.
Well, maybe calling me makes you feel a little bit closer to home, since I'm right next to Jersey, which, by the way, given the argument they make about Sarah Palin from Alaska, which is near Russia, thus she has foreign policy experience, I am therefore an expert on New Jersey.
Yeah, exactly.
My wife's from Jersey, so, you know.
Yeah, I'm from Jersey, and you're talking to me, so therefore you know about Jersey.
Yeah.
tell me what's going on in Union right now.
You could probably go to some kind of website and figure that out.
This whole Sarah Palin thing, it's just so funny listening to the right wingers. You know, I wish they'd just come out and say what they really mean. I wish they would.
I wish
they would say why they're not going to vote for Obama. Why would you vote against your own best interests? Why?
Because the Republicans are experts at convincing people that their policies are better than Democratic policies are, and they're able to sell it by repeating the same mantras over and over and over again. And they're very good at it.
I don't know if anybody noticed what the right wing talk, and I just listened to a little bit of it today because I just wanted to hear what was going on. But the right wing talkers, oh, well, I make big bucks and my tax now, who make it? You know, they're trying to, you know, they know Obama's tax deal.
Right.
It's better for the working people. But what they're doing, you know, they're trying to spin it as everybody's going to get hurt. And the reality is, their tax, you know, the rich people's taxes, they're not really going to go up all that much.
Right. Well, go ahead.
The way they're spinning it, they're trying to put fear in everybody. Oh, this is what's going to happen. You're all going to go to hell. And
well, let me tell you a little secret about this election, which may not be that much of a secret. This is not about issues. Rick Davis, the McCain campaign manager, told the Washington Post this 2 weeks ago.
This election is not about issues. This election is about a composite view of what people take away from these candidates, their values, their character, their opinions, their principles. And all that goes into this great rinse cycle that we talked about that then comes out with a decision on a president.
It's not about issues.
Checking out each station, looking at creation. Is there anything out there for me?
The people on the left just don't get it. You know, you guys are, if you think that the American people want a socialist, Marxist type world, a global world, that we're just part of some earthly, it's not gonna happen. We're a nation, we're nationalists, we're Americans. And that's why we vote Republicans. Because even though there's corruption in any which way you turn, it doesn't matter if you're Democrat or Republican, there's corruption out there. That's what we're not talking about. But we're talking about, like you say, the core values of the way it stands. We just don't want to live under this Robin Hood mentality. And people are not going to vote this way. They're going to vote for the capitalist way because people all want to have hope and dreams that they can make it themselves. And once they make it, they don't want to have to give it all back. So I know what the Democrats are trying to do as far as the taxing. But, you know, it's never going to work. The whole system's never going to work until we go on to some kind of consumption tax where there's no income tax. It's just all about state tax. It's all about collecting on the sale of goods and services because that's where production comes from people wanting things and buying things, whether it be things they need or things they want. So that's where it's at, folks. Until such day as that happens, people are going to keep voting for the Republican Party. That's who's going to win because we're just Americans, and that's how, you know, that there are more of us than there are of them. So it doesn't have to do with morals and things like that. If you want to talk about, you know, Bill Maher and some of the guests he has on there, Janine Garofalo, however you say her name, saying that, you know, they think that they're, you know, have better values or they think they're, you know, more caring kind of people. I mean, that's just ridiculous. How do you come out and say that in generalities like that? Well, that's what they do on the left. Watch out for the people on the left. You got to watch out for the people on the right, too. But I think you got to watch out more for the people on the left. Because if you show that you're for certain things, they'll do things. They just do things that aren't, you know, they think that they're trying to help, but they're really, the hurt runs deep. Runs to the core, the kind of pain they can cause. So I say, be careful. No matter what side you're on. All right, let's go to another one. Here we go. Free trip to the moon. Take all my info, you know where I want to go. I can't get there too
soon. Now it's time. We have some additional stresses in our lives, I suppose. Some health.
So you want to sit down and go over and over and over the stress? Guys, don't do that.
That's right, yeah. My mother is living with us. She's been quite ill. So I suppose I'm feeling all the more needy.
Okay, then go to your minister.
Uh-huh.
Because that's not what you use a husband for.
Okay.
They can hear it once. The minute they find out it's not something they can fix, they really don't want to hear it again.
That's true. He does want to fix things and then just move on.
Well, that's what men do.
Okay.
Thank goodness. That's what men
do. With his interest or love for me.
No.
But and his being there for me is more to be able to provide and give us what we want versus sitting down and hearing.
You want to have sex with him? I'm sure he'll pay you attention.
Okay.
If you want to take a bath with him and sit there and just chuckle about the good stuff there is, I'm sure he'll pay you attention. If you want him to sit down and hear you whine and moan time and again, not a chance.
Scanning the channels while pushing the buttons.
I'll tell you, I don't think there's a woman in the world that could live up to the standards of Dr. Laura. Because I've never met one. This woman is perfect in every single shape, way, or form. Maybe she's not, folks. I'm saying that facetiously because, you know, when you listen to her, you say to yourself, boy, she gives out great advice. Do people heed this advice? Maybe they try, but it's not the real world. Maybe it's in her world. Maybe it's like that in her world. Maybe she's got some kind of husband that's just completely trained perfectly the way they went to some kind of alien husband's school that she was able to brainwash him into thinking that she's perfect. So they have this perfect world and relationship. I don't know, is there really such a thing? Folks, I always say this. I say everybody's different. The world is filled with difference. Thank God for that. Because how boring would it be if everybody was as perfect as Dr. Laura? So just, you know, you got to try to be mindful and try to take care of these issues on your own. When you call up somebody and you're trying to get advice, and they don't know the whole story. They don't know they don't know both sides. They don't know if you're telling the truth or you're kind of bending the truth a little bit. And there's always going to be something that's missing for them to really do a full-on evaluation. So if you need guidance and you really need therapy, then seek it out and go out there and find somebody that can truly help you. But in a 2-minute phone call, you're going to get help? I don't think so. All right, let's find, I think we got one more excerpt. You know what? No more excerpts for today. I think we're done with all that. I think we're going to cut the show a little short. I think I just want to, offer my prayers to our country and the horrific loss that we suffered on 9/11. And that was going on, 7 years? Wow, it's unbelievable. May we never forget, folks, of what was done to us. And may we be vigilant about finding the people out there who want to destroy us and destroy this way of life. Even if we have to keep, even if it's going after some, politicians. There's people out there that are doing things to our country all the way around. You got the terrorists that are plotting. You got the Congress and politicians and whoever else plotting to suck us dry somehow. Just go out there every day. Do the best you can, folks, and enjoy your lives as best you can. And there's just going to be times where it's just not going to go your way. It's just the way it is. So God bless, and we'll see you, and listen to me, hear us next time.
Scanning the channels while pushing the buttons. I'm hungry for something to see. Checking out each station, looking at creation. Is there anything out there for me? Keeping on changing, they're always rearranging. I can't always come right back. Some show caught my eye, I think I'll give it a try. Maybe I'll learn the fact. Wait a minute now, I just found out how to fix a leak. I'll just stay tuned, they'll be right back. Maybe they'll give me a peek. Now it's time to buy. Caught me off guard. Here's a chance to win a free trip to the moon.
Mexico. You know where I want to go. I can't get there too soon. Into the screen.